All right, welcome back. Connor Happer, Josh Peterson, Nick Grimm, and Josh Hodgson with you on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com, live from Circus Stadium Swim here in Las Vegas. MLB opening day, Sweet 16 games tonight. We are very excited about all of the sports going on. A couple tweets here before we move on to our next thing.
Topic alert.
Riley theorizes that the fifth tool is the power of friendship.
Oh, that's important. The real tools were the friends we made along the way.
We're the three best friends.
Nice reference. That's a reminder to
watch. I cannot wait to talk about The Hangover tomorrow.
Watch The Hangover before the movie club tomorrow. It's available to rent, or you probably own the DVD.
Almost for sure.
Are we actually going to talk about it, or are we just going to quote the movie the whole time?
I mean, that's pretty much what it was.
Why not both, Nick?
I had my notepad open during the
I really should have done the same.
Movie, and it just ended up being quotes.
That's what.
So many things that I still use to this day, like, bye.
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 Is from that.
Bye. I still say bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. He does it.
Bye. Also, another one from Riley at you, Josh.
Oh.
You're going to become the preeminent authority on first inning MLB statistics after becoming a Nerfy guy.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
One more baseball topic.
Oh, again?
It is a local baseball story.
I know you're into local.
Baseball.
Is this a bobblehead?
I know you're into local baseball, Josh. It's not about Creighton. It's not about Nebraska.
Omaha?
It's about, I know you're into this as well, the high school baseball.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. I know about this topic.
I don't.
Tell me.
Topic alert.
Yesterday, the brand new Gretna East Griffins baseball team had a game against Omaha Buena Vista. That is another new high school.
Yes, I've seen this and heard about that. Which one is Buena Vista? Is that the one out by us, or is that the one on 60th and L?
That is the one over by Brian.
Okay, 60th and L.
Yeah, that other one
is Westview. I ran over there at their track.
Oh, they just let you on?
Last year I did it. I ran a mile, fastest mile since high school, 5:16.
Exciting.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
Yeah, it's very wind-aided, probably.
No wind-aided. You have to go around. The wind doesn't just follow you.
It'd be funny if it did,
though. It would be pretty nice.
So Gretna East was set to play Buena Vista yesterday.
They were set to play them?
And they did play.
Okay, so they were set to play, and they followed through with it.
And they only played,
as the schedule allows.
They only played five innings.
Oh, because of the weather? Speaking of wind-aided.
Wow. Yeah. It was not because of the weather.
Okay.
The game was called early due to run rule after Gretna East took down Buena Vista 40-1 yesterday in five innings. 40 is...
That's 4-0.
The record in high school baseball, in case you were wondering.
This is the most runs ever scored in a high school baseball game in Nebraska?
The previous record was 35 set by Papio over Benson in 2018.
Ugh.
They are in their first year of varsity play. They've scored they scored 17 in the first inning, and then they got zero in the second.
Good defense.
Before going on to add a run in the third, 11 in the fourth, and 11 more in the fifth.
So they had two innings combined where they only scored one run?
That is correct.
Why?
And they only played five, and they got 40.
Oh, my.
As the graphic says, wow, baseball.
Why did they let them get that high? Is five innings the minimum?
Five innings is indeed the minimum,
It's 10 after five. That's the best you can do.
Such a bloodbath.
I have been on the wrong side of the old run rule. Never a 40-1 defeat.
Same here.
That's horrible.
Dave writes in, imagine hosting big Buena Vista overreaction.
Tough. Can we blame Mitch Sherman for this?
Well, Mitch came to the defense of the Griffins yesterday, and I will also come to the defense of the Griffins. It's very difficult to ask anyone in baseball. This is the problem with baseball when the competition is so, like, it's so wide in between the good and the bad. And we don't, like, Gretna East, I don't even know if they're going to be any good.
I was just going to ask, is Gretna East good, or is this about Buena Vista being horrible? No offense.
They obviously have better players.
Yeah.
But,
good
I
defense.
Mean, you... You can't ask guys just to go up there and get out, because that's effectively what you'd be doing when you have a 29-1 lead in the fourth. Like, just go bunt and try and,
because that's honestly worse.
Well, it's worse. It would actually be striking out You know, because that's all you can really ask. Like, you go up there and have to miss on purpose, because if they bunt, then the other team has to pick it up and throw it to first base, which they clearly probably had some issues with.
Yeah.
And so it's probably, I mean, there's a lot of conversation that's going on. The comments to this yesterday when the World Herald tweeted it.
Bad?
Woo.
Yeah?
Woo.
Were they mad at Gretna?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they
because,
were.
Because, I mean, what you just said. Baseball is so much different than, like, even a bad football game, right, where you can just run it into the line. It's much easier to do that. Baseball is harder because you don't want to, say, go up there and literally just swing and
miss
everything.
There's no clock.
Yeah, exactly. You got to get the out.
Sport.
What do you think about the comment from Charles? It should be 15 after 3.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's not a horrible idea. But at the same time, like, you want to play. Like, you play baseball to play baseball.
Let them play.
Let the kids play. You're only playing 3 innings. You know, when you play Buena Vista, and, like, we got a tweet from Andrew that says Gretna East beat Benson 30-1 to open the season. I mean, I remember when my first year at Millard North, we didn't have a freshman team. A lot of teams had freshman teams. We had a reserve team that played basically just on the JV circuit.
Yeah.
We played Benson's JV to start the year. We won, like, you know, 22-1 or, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's always one, by the way. They always end up getting
Shout
one.
Shout out to those teams for scoring a run.
They always end up getting one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Josh Odson back in studio. I think you're looking at the comments from the original tweet. They were pretty wild.
I did yesterday, yeah. And, I mean, there were people that were like, Gretna East should not be allowed to play sports ever
again.
Gosh,
like, ban them from sports?
This is horrible.
It seems a little much.
What they did to the children of Buena Vista.
It is funny, the people that are always like, you're not tough anymore, are now like, kick them out of the sport, they're too good.
I'm going to read you this. Mitch had this to offer yesterday as a Gretna
parent.
Like, he's of Gretna.
Yeah. Does his son play for Gretna East?
I don't know for sure. He has a kid that at least one that goes to Gretna
that
East.
That plays baseball, yeah.
He says, if you're commenting here and criticizing either team, you just don't know. You don't know ball.
You don't know ball.
You don't know ball.
The Gretna East players and coaches take no joy in beating a team like that. I watched Gretna East play Benson a couple weeks ago. It was almost equally lopsided. Gretna East didn't take extra bases after the first time through the lineup. The reserves played. No one tried to run it up. The Griffins deserve to be able to celebrate the first win in school history. Their starting pitcher threw a 4-inning perfect game in that game against Benson.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
But they did not celebrate, at least while they were on the field. It's unrealistic for any coach, let alone the coach of a first-year school with limited varsity experience and no seniors, to tell his kids to get out on purpose. Gretna East is not a power program. It will be on the other end of losses this spring. And then here's the last paragraph. Can criticize instead the system that allowed the competitive balance to get so out of whack for several OPS schools. It's obviously not just happening in baseball. State and school district officials need to look at how they're classifying schools athletically and at the transfer portal rules that contribute to a huge imbalance. Stop governing with antiquated rules amid circumstances that require a new way of thinking.
I liked what he said at the beginning, especially when he mentions, like, about blaming these players. They're not celebrating. They're not taking extra bases. And, like,
there's no joy in winning 40-1.
There's not. I remember being that age. We're a bunch of punks at that age. And you're told in that moment, like, guys, you need to chill and not rub this in their faces. And it has to be very difficult, because on one hand, you're like, we should be able to celebrate. This is our first win. We got a perfect game. But on the other hand, I guess that shows some maturity that those players are not doing that themselves.
Yeah. You play baseball to play baseball. You want to play baseball. And those teams end up on the schedule, and it's not good for either of them. It's definitely not fun for Buena Vista or Benson. It's equally not fun for Gretna East to win the game 40-1 and 30-1.
Correct.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think you could take your takes on Gretna running up the score, quote unquote, Gretna East running up the score, quote unquote, and just shove them
where the sun don't shine.
That's right.
Oh.
Shove them.
So Detroit.
Ooh, looked right at the camera.
Yeah, that's right. I was actually getting up to see the comments.
Oh, there's a debate about, did Gretna play every player that they could have?
Well, did they go deep into their bench?
They might have played reserves just to start the game, you know, and that might have been.
But again, you sign up to the sport to play baseball. Like, what are you supposed to do at that point?
I don't know. The run rule thing, I don't think.
I mean, at a certain point, 5 innings is not a whole lot of baseball. 3 innings, doing 15 runs after 3 innings, on the face, I understand why that would be nice. Because, look, on the other hand, obviously, Buena Vista wants to get the hell out of there too, right? They're not having a good time. They want to leave. But you also, you go through practice, you go through all of the stuff in the offseason to get to play the games. That's why you sign up.
You play to play the games.
You play to play the games. Exactly.
All right. We'll take a quick time out here from Circa Stadium Swim in Las Vegas. We'll still talk to Michael Brunson and Jacob Padilla here on today's show. And, of course, we'll be here until 5 this evening.
We will.
We'll let Josh drive things coming up in a couple hours.
Yeah.
We're on the couch in the cabana. We're enjoying our time here. Nick is becoming funnier and funnier by the second.
Many are saying.
And,
glad to be here.
We're complimenting Nick, and now he doesn't like it anymore.
We are excited to see how funny you are by 5 o'clock today.
I want to be unfunny again.
He could be three times funnier.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot funnier.
All right, more up next on 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.